Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Hundreds of raccoons that are now surrounding your house waiting for a piece of bread that you've been feeding them for years. I'll leave you with this because this is always my favorite when the reporter has a little fun with
little
the
punny
story. Yeah, here you go.
Usually when sheriff's deputies get called to a home invasion to find some masked bandits, they're not already wearing prison stripes.
There it is. All right.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
To put it in perspective, when Milton made landfall as a Category 3 hurricane, it had sustained winds of 120 miles an hour. Sustained. Gusts up to 145 miles an hour. But so constantly, it's 120 miles an hour. That's the measure of an EF2 tornado. Blowing constantly. This is sound here just south of landfall in Sarasota. And just north of that in St. Petersburg in the Tampa Bay area.
And there goes Tropicana Field Roof. Wow.
Winds whipping the roof of Tropicana Field to shreds, tore it right off. That's where the Tampa Bay Rays play baseball. The stadium filled, lined with cots. It was to be used as a staging area, temporary housing for some 10,000 utility workers and first responders who are supposed to be serving the people there in the wake of the storm that obviously will need to be rethought. No reported injuries, though, associated with that incident. Right now, Milton weakening, downgraded. You got the radar up there, hey.
It's moved now west of the peninsula for the most part.
And downgraded to a Category 1 hurricane. Some of the eastern reaches still battering the eastern peninsula of Florida, outer bands of the storm, the eye itself out over the Atlantic. It's brushing the southeast coast, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, and even appears to have moved offshore from that now at this point. Storm surge, they were predicting up to 13 feet. I don't have a measurement at this hour, but a surge did materialize. ABC's Rena Roy.
The predicted storm surge up to 13 feet, flooding densely populated areas on the coast.
Anybody out there who had any kind of emergency and called 911 for help, those emergency crews could not get to them. These streets have been completely empty. We've been out here for hours, have not seen a single vehicle drive by.
The severe flooding reaching far inland as Milton raced across the Florida Peninsula.
Yeah, also reaching far inland ahead of the storm, the story was tornadoes.
Like hours ahead of the storm.
Right. The leading edges spawned these tornadoes, multiple counties reporting twisters.
Ahead of the hurricane, an outbreak of tornadoes cutting across the state from west to east, triggering watches and warnings. More than 30 reported tornadoes touching down. One of them on the move in Palm Beach County, tearing through power lines. Another crossing I-75 west of Fort Lauderdale.
It's ABC's Jacqueline Lee reporting there. We do know multiple deaths have been reported as a result of the twisters, but I don't have a firm number at this hour, Eve, from authorities because you're dealing with multiple counties.
Yeah.
And in some spots, difficult for first responders even to get to people, mm-hmm. So we just don't know. Flooding rains continue. Worst is over, though, in the west for sure. Still a little bit more to get through in these early morning hours in the east. ABC's Jim Ryan joins us live from Tampa at 7:10 this morning. 6:14, sports up next on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
Packers still dealing with a significant distraction this week as wide receiver Romeo Doubs returned to practice Wednesday following his suspension last week.
The third-year wide receiver elected not to participate in last week's practice on Thursday and Friday, prompting the suspension. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur wants to move on from the distraction, but ESPN Wisconsin's Jason Wilde believes that's easier said than done.
I'm guessing that Romeo has addressed the team by now. This is not something that just blows over.
Wilde also believes skipping practice was out of character for the third-year wide receiver.
I just don't know what he even had to be really disgruntled about. So his behavior is certainly questionable.
Greg Matzik, WTMJ News.
And as I said, still dealing with it, because Doubs did not make himself available to reporters in the locker room, as is traditionally done
right
on that Wednesday workday.
Got to get in front of this one. Just be
yes.
done with it.
And here's why. That left his teammates to kind of clean up the mess. Here's wide receiver Christian Watson.
It'll definitely be, you know, a little weird right away just because, you know, I mean, it was a, you know, pretty significant situation, you know, for him. But, I mean, he's, you know, he's roamed us. So, I mean, I think it'll, you know, blow by pretty quick and we'll all be, you know, right back to how we were.
You know, we'll see. Watson, for his part, recovering from that ankle injury, says he hopes to be back this week. The Packers host the Arizona Cardinals on Sunday.
In New York, Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers says he had nothing to do with the termination of head coach Robert Saleh. Rodgers telling Pat McAfee,
I resent any of those accusations because they're patently false. And it's interesting the amount of power that people think that I have, which I don't.
All right. There was speculation that Rodgers had something to do with the firing since he had been on the phone with the owner the day before and the night before, but we'll never know.
Well, can you, something to do with doesn't mean he marched into the owner's office or the
You're
GM's
right.
office and said, I demand the firing
and
of.
Like, arguably, he did have something to do with it because the owner even said, hey, look, we only got so much time here with number eight.
Right.
Let's make sure we take advantage of having this quarterback. And anyway, 22-time Grand Slam champion Rafael Nadal is retiring. And Vince, two words that always make you cringe when you hear a news anchor say them on TV or on the radio, these two words before a story. As expected, blah, 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 blah happened.
Okay.
Well, if it were expected, that's not news, right? Well, I realize the irony of that when I say this right now. As expected, the New York Mets have punched their ticket to the NLCS. Mets win, beating the Phillies.
Uncanny.
Dodgers, Tigers, and Yankees all with W's on Wednesday as well. There's this Philly fan talking to 69 News, WFMZ. Feel bad for her.
I feel like I might either check into AA therapy or an institute of some sort because this is crap. It's full of crap.
We understand.
An
we
institute of some sort.
Yeah, we understand, lady.
And
Philly
baseball,
fan there.
Baseball's cruel.
Yep, it is.
On that note, Brewers general manager Matt Arnold will hold his season-ending news conference later this morning.
I haven't had my muffin yet, Matt.
And that will be at American Family Field at 11 a.m.
And I want everyone gone. I want the bartenders gone. I want Xfinity gone. I want my best friend gone. I want them all gone. This is bullcrap.
So we probably all do it, right? Maybe not proud of it, but be honest. You do it. Talk a little bit of trash about others behind their backs, right? Maybe you complain about somebody at work. Maybe it's family stuff.
We all do this?
We all. Okay.
Oh, we know
except
at least
for Eric.
One person who does.
Okay. Oh, so I'm the only one being honest.
Go ahead.
Usually, though, it's in the hopes that whatever we say, right, doesn't get back to that other person, right? That's generally not the intention. Sometimes just blowing off steam,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Sometimes, though, that does happen. You know, the person you smack bad on a little bit, you know they know, and then yet you still have to work together or somehow interact. It is in that context that I find the call Wednesday between our president and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu so fascinating. More on that in a moment. First, the call. As I mentioned the other day, still lingering amid the rising tensions in the Middle East is Israel's expected response to a direct attack from Iran. Remember, Iran raining missiles down on Tel Aviv, Haifa, other major cities in Israel more than a week ago. Haven't seen it yet. To your point earlier, as expected.
As expected.
Right. Israel is going to respond, and a response of some kind is imminent. What will that be? The U.S. continuing to urge restraint, ABC's Karen Travers at the White House.
President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke for 30 minutes by phone Thursday. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre on their call.
It was 30 minutes long. It was direct. It was productive.
Jean-Pierre wouldn't give specific details about what the two leaders spoke about in their first phone call since late August. She did note that the U.S. and Israeli governments have been in close contact since Iran's attack on Israel last week.
Those discussions continued with the president and the prime minister.
Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
So you heard Karen report there. It was the two leaders' first call since August. Also the first since this was reported, that President Biden speaks not so kindly among his staff and others about Netanyahu.
Furious with Netanyahu, and he says to an aide, quote, that son of a, you can read it on there, Bibi Netanyahu, he's a bad guy, he's a bad effing guy.
Not done.
He doesn't give a about Hamas, he gives a blank only about himself.
Still not
he's
done.
He's an effing liar. 18 out of 19 people who work for him are effing liars.
It's very specific with the 18 out of 19. Was the person,
you really hung up on that, right?
Was he being funny? Was he actually trying to be snarky at that moment when he was complaining?
Clearly on some sort of rant. That is CNN reporting on the new book by journalist Bob Woodward, which is due out next week. The book is called War. Woodward reporting that as a quote from the president as he deals with the prime minister. It was all over the news for 2 days, right? Had to get back to Netanyahu. Right? He had to know that that was out there.
Yeah,
I mean, not that he doesn't have bigger stuff to deal with.
I was going
to
say, I bet they don't even bring it up. Like, it's, hey, Woodward, whatever. Hey, BB, we got things to talk about.
Is that how you start? Hello, Mr. Prime Minister, how are you?
So you're looking well.
How's things? Do you wonder or do you just address it at the front end? Hey, you may have heard some stuff. You may have read some stuff.
I feel like the media and that entity, when you're in that isolation in the White House or any government entity across the world, I think it's all just noise. You can't focus on it.
The guy called you an effing liar. 18 of 19 people around you are effing liars.
So
he's
President,
a bad guy.
Like, Mr. President, who's the 19th person that likes me?
Right.
Or is
right?
Not
if
an,
you're him, which a, one of the 19 yeah. do you think is not an effing liar? If it were me on the other end of that, you got to bring it up. I just want to clear the air here. What is this about?
But you're assuming that they haven't had a contentious relationship or haven't realized or acknowledged their own contentious relationship for however many years.
I guess, but now you've been publicly embarrassed on a world stage like that was all over the world. Got to address it. Got to clear the air.
So what do you say?
Hey, I think what you did. So that's how I start the call. So, Mr. President, who's the 19th guy? Which one of my guys do you like? Right. And then maybe you can joke about it. Maybe you can brush it off. And I'm not suggesting that things aren't said about people. Again, we all do it to
some
extent.
I just think sometimes, though, we assume that we're near the top of those priority lists in the Situation Room. And I don't think we often are. I think they're more worried about diplomatic relations that we don't know anything about.
As well they should be. Just think it was interesting.
He's an effing liar. 18 out of 19 people who work for him are effing liars.
It sounds like a commercial, like a
like the dentist.
18 out of 19 dentists agree.
Packers head coach Matt LaFleur strikes a tone of empathy as he's dealing with the wide receiver who didn't show for practice last week. That's coming up in sports at 6:45.
What do you often see when you go to a park or a nature preserve? You'll see a sign that says, "Don't feed the animals."
Well, they don't mean me. I can feed them. Right. Yeah, I brought some bread, you know.
Well, I bring that up because of this. In Washington State, across the Puget Sound there from Seattle, these are nice wooded areas, really cool place of the country to live, and it's just gorgeous, and there's trees and all this stuff. A woman called 911 because her house was surrounded by more than 100 raccoons.
They were shocked. They had never seen that many raccoons in one place.
The DNR warden there talking to NBC 9 News in the Seattle area. The video and the pictures of this is just crazy. It's just like, it reminds me of The Birds, the movie The Birds, where it just pans and there are all these raccoons just staring at whoever is taking the video. Raccoons everywhere. This neighbor talking to 9 News.
I've had several raccoons in the yard recently. My dogs have gotten in a scuffle several times with raccoons. I even had to take one of my dogs to the vet after tussling with a raccoon.
They've even had issues with a bunch of them, you know, carcasses, because they're getting hit by cars in some of these roadways there. So what's the deal? Why did all these raccoons show up? Well, the lady who called 911 told police she's been feeding these animals for decades, and, like, the population just exploded.
Word's gotten out. Hey, that lady's got food.
Yes. So now what do? It costs $500 a raccoon to remove them.
And remove them and take them where?
Right.
Right, like
right.
Far away?
And usually, I think there's different, it depends on the state. Sometimes they can be, quote-unquote, terminated, and other times they have to be relocated. So what are you going to do with hundreds of raccoons that are now surrounding your house waiting for a piece of bread that you've been feeding them for years? I'll leave you with this because this is always my favorite when the reporter has a little fun with
the punny
story. Yeah, here you go.
Usually when sheriff's deputies get called to a home invasion to find some masked bandits, they're not already wearing prison stripes.
There it is. All right. You want another one?
Yes. Is there another
there
one?
Is another
yes,
one.
Please.
Among the raccoon population here in Poulsbo, word got out about the midnight all-you-can-eat buffet.
All-you-can-eat. Anyway, they have raccoons
Well, here's a well-intentioned person. She's trying to help the animals, but as is so often the case,
this is worse for them. If there's one animal that does not need any assistance,
raccoons are doing okay.
Right? I think they're fine.
6:38, Wisconsin's morning news.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
Packers wide receiver Romeo Doubs back practicing with the team this week following last week's one-game suspension. Doubs reportedly upset with how he was being used in the offense, at least publicly. Head coach Matt LaFleur striking an empathetic tone.
They all have their own wants, but how does it fit within the confines of the team's wants? And ultimately, we're in the business of winning, and you got to wrap your own desires under that team-first mentality.
Seems like a good boss. There. Okay. Like, I understand, sure. You know, these guys are under a lot of pressure. Okay, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
LaFleur and the team very much looking, though, to move on from this. But it's still not fully resolved. Doubs did not make himself available to reporters in the locker room Wednesday, which left his teammates to then have to answer questions about it. And listen here to how strained this response is from his friend, receiver Christian Watson.
It's a mentally taxing business, and it's a lot going on. We all have our own individual goals. So, you really never will truly know what somebody's thinking, and, I'll never want to, talk down and on anyone's mental health. So, I don't really still know, the exact, specifics of the situation, but.
Yeah, like, Watson doesn't want to be talking about this, right? Like, he throws in mental health, but then you could feel him almost like, but wait, did I share too much? Is it mental health?
Yeah, should I said that,
is that
right?
For me to say? Right, so. Anyway, Watson, not sure what to say, so Doubs needs to face it. He's got to own it, and until he does, this team's not going to move on from that distraction.
We're talking about practice.
Well, we are.
Yeah. Well, as expected, the New York Mets advancing to the National League Championship Series. We all knew this was going to happen because that's what happens when the team beats the Brewers, any team in the playoffs, and that happened again. So the Mets advance. They beat the Phillies, Dodgers, Tigers, and Yankees all with W's on Wednesday as well. You know me. I like a good home run call. Here's Giancarlo Stanton's home run, the Yankees over the Royals.
Here's the 3-1 to Giancarlo. Swung on, a high fly to left. Back goes Melendez on the track. He's at the wall, and she's gone! A Stantonian home run.
There it is.
He drove a high fly deep left into the Yankee bullpen.
You hear how he did that, too? He kind of gets into like the little cadence
here. He drove a high fly deep left into the Yankee
bullpen. High fly, didn't it? You know what that reminded me of a little bit?
Deep right field!
Just a little bit. Anyway, the Yankees are a win away from advancing. We got news from Matt Arnold today.
Later this morning.
I'm not Matt.
What up, Matt?
Hi, I'm Matt.
Packers Senior Vice President, General Manager Matt Arnold delivers his season-ending news conference. We'll take questions at American Family Field.
And we can wrap with this. What did the Falcons do to you, Weather Channel? So the Weather Channel reporting on Milton, of course, and this reporter is in the throes of it. He's in Sarasota. They're in the eye at this moment, and he brings up the Atlanta Falcons.
You might still be in the eye right now. There's a lot more to go. I think back to, the Atlanta Falcons' first half Super Bowl winner. We know what happened to the second half when the Patriots came back to life. So do not sleep on the second half of Milton, and we're definitely concerned now.
Perfect analogy.
Matt Ryan's watching this being like, what?
Really? Leave me be. Yeah, it sucked.
thanks for reminding us.
Wow.
During this tragedy that's taking place.
Tough pull. 6:49 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
ESPN Milwaukee's Jen Latta joins us in studio. Here's one for you, Jen. Time truly is money in Switzerland. A court ruled that a Swiss watch company was justified in telling workers, if you need a bathroom break, clock out and take it on your own time. So if you have to use the restroom, no matter how long you're in there, you're not getting paid those 2 to 7 to 8 minutes, however long. The company found a legal loophole because the Swiss do have labor laws. However, those laws do not say anything specifically about the toilet.
Yeah, you know why this is an issue? Because some people take 45 minutes to go to the bathroom. If you're in there just doing a little tinkle, they don't care if you miss 2 minutes. They don't care if you miss 5 minutes. They care when you start missing 15-minute increments and y'all, okay? I'm not saying you guys specifically, but it is your gender that sits in the bathroom for... Ever.
No, wait a minute.
No, just say wait a minute. Because I have waited 45 minutes before.
Yeah, you might be on the side.
Right?
Isn't,
I mean, you know what I'm
saying. To read.
Yeah, exactly. The worst thing was you guys
I'm
having
show
phones.
Prep in here. Leave
having
me.
Phones on the potty, okay? So, yes, I understand why this company would be like, you know, we're paying you to work and you guys are on your phones on the toilet. Like, we all know that that's a reality, you know, and some people take longer than others. But once you start creeping past 15 minutes, I understand a company saying, I'm not paying you for that.
Man, when you said we should ask Jen about this, I did not see this taking this start.
How could
you
not have? Again, well, it's representative. It might not be you two specifically, but
I do believe that people like schedule their time in the bathroom to like help kill an hour during the morning at work. You know, roll in at 9:30. Okay, I'll get back to the desk around 10-ish.
Have that first coffee. You know, yeah. Oh, there we go. You know,
and then maybe an afternoon affair, quick, just to take care of that too. And then all of a sudden,
so good on this company for recognizing that some of their employees are trying to take advantage of this, and them going. Yeah, I do think unless it were an issue, the reason they're addressing it is because it's become an issue.
It was a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose that's probably true.
All right, what if you're having problems?
Hey,
in a
tough
day.
Having
you
a tough
still
day.
Got a clock out.
So then what, you only get paid for 6 hours of work? I suppose if you only did 6 hours
of
work.
Well, so could you theoretically, just from a loophole standpoint, conspiracy theory, could you claim sick time? I was sick.
Uh-huh.
Because sick time is paid time,
yes.
Right? You get paid. Maybe there's a loophole there. Like, well, I wasn't feeling well, so I need that to count as sick time. Just trying to throw some ideas out there for my Swiss brethren.
Right. No, I think that's a good idea. I think we have opportunities now. I would love to be the boss that has to busy audit all the hours that aren't being worked and having to check to see what Gary is doing right now.
But how are they monitoring this? Is there going to be a bathroom monitor? Is there going to be somebody?
The time clock is right there by the bathroom.
The old Looney Tunes cartoon with the sheepdog and the wolf or whatever it was. And they're punching in at the beginning of the day.
I've punched a literal time clock in my day.
Oh, when's the last time I did that? I worked at a restaurant in high school, and that's how we punched in and punched out.
Yeah. All the little cards sitting there right on the wall. And you come in,
do they still exist, or is everything done phone now? Because you can punch in and out on your phone now with apps.
Yeah, and now they can monitor like the boop. You can monitor the boop.
Yeah, okay.
You know, now most people are going to go, what the hell is she talking about? But I'm talking about you walk into the building, you got a boop thing there. Yeah. What is that called? Beep.
Just like the fob.
Yeah. See, you don't know either.
It's fobbing in.
But that's how people now are timing in. It's all done electronically. Not all, but some places.
Well, the trick with that, too, is you beep, and then you just go right to the bathroom.
If you guys would just be efficient with your business, this would not be a storyline. This would not be something we had to discuss on Thursday morning.
Here.
Very busy.
Thank you, Jen.
Bye, guys.